This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 488 and a half, down 6 1/4. July corn, 493 and 3/4, down 6 3/4. September corn, 491 and a half, down 6 3/4. May soybeans, 1498 and 3/4, down 15 1/4. July soybeans, 1487 and a quarter, down 15. August soybeans, 1409, down 11 and a half. May wheat, 668 and a quarter, down 23. July wheat, 675 and a half, down 23 and a half. September wheat, 685, down 23 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Monday afternoon. With a good planting weekend and future forecast conducive to planting, corn and soybean values were cut. Rain in the wheat-producing plains over the weekend pushed wheat values lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 8 cents lower at 458 to 483, with soybean bids 10 to 16 cents lower at 1463 to 1499. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 455 to 484, soybean bids 5 to 15 cents lower at 1490 to 1513. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 6 cents lower at 472 to 502. Soybean bids were 16 cents lower at 1484 to 1514. Wheat bids were 14 to 17 cents lower at 635 to 680. Now, from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 15 to 20 cents lower at 1509 to 1534. Basis was steady to 5 lower at 10 to 35 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $500.70 to $525.70, with that being $2.60 lower, with the basis steady at 15 to 40 over the May. Illinois Corn Processors Cash Corn bids were 6 cents lower at 487 to 498, excuse me, 495, with the basis steady at 200 to 6 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 6 cents lower at 489 to 495, the basis steady to option at option to 6 over the May. Soybeans ended 15 cents lower at 1494 to 1504, basis steady at 5 under to 5 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 24 cents lower at 646 to 649, the basis steady at 27 to 30 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 to 8 cents lower at 515 to 516. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 14 to 15 cents, with quotations of 1525 to 1530. Soft wheat closed 22 to 27 cents lower at $6.97 to $7, and Milo ended the day 6 cents lower at 508 to 509. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn ranged from 449 to 465, soybeans 1165 to 1206. In the central part of the state, corn was 450 to 468, and soybeans 1190 to 1209. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 443 to 470, soybeans 1191 to 1222, and soft wheat was 631 to 661. That completes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 143.45, down 75 cents. June live cattle, 134.55, up 17 cents. August live cattle, 132.92, up 10 cents. May feeder cattle, 178.10, up 5 cents. August feeder cattle, 181.90, up 50 cents. September feeder cattle, 181.82, up 55 cents. May lean hogs, 120.80, down $2.70. June lean hogs, 122.35, down $2.47. July lean hogs, 120.50, down $2.57. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 21st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.22 lower in the range of $110 to $110.60 with the weighted average carcass price of $110.56. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 82 to 90, 4 to 5 weights 87 to 93, 5 to 6 weights 88 to 95, and 600 pounds and up were 92 to 98. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 79 to 85. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 9,671 head. Now the report from the Carthage Livestock Auction April Bred Cow Special. They had receipts of 320 head, and starting with the bred cows, large first stage medium age, they were 1750. Large second stage middle age, 1450 to 1550. Large third stage young, 2000 to 2300. Bred cows, large third stage middle age, 1800 to 2200. Large third stage aged were 1525. Bred cows, medium second stage middle age, 1300 to 1550. And on to the cow calf pairs. Medium and large one, young, 2350 to 3100. Medium and large one, middle aged, 2200 to 2950. Medium and large one, aged, 1500 to 2100. And medium and large two, aged, 1150 to 1450. Now, from the National Daily FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 231 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $119.42, and that was $1.92 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $229.06. That was $2.71 higher. And select carcasses were $218.07. That was $2.84 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 103,000, which compared to 115,000 last week and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 273,000. That compared to 377,000 last week and 409,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.91. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.92. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.82. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.83. May and April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.98. May and April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.87. April wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.64. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.91. Corn at Scottville is $4.82. Beans at Greenfield are $14.98. Beans at Scottville are $14.87. And wheat at Scottville is $6.64. The USDA has announced it will require the pork industry to report cases of PEDV, or porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, to help slow the spread of the deadly virus. National Pork Producers Council Chief Veterinarian Dr. Liz Wagstrom says while USDA will require producers to track the movement of pigs and vehicles to help tighten biosecurity efforts, they don't believe the restrictions will go beyond that.
We know that USDA will expect cases that are confirmed in a laboratory to be reported to government officials. But as a result of that reporting, we don't expect that any movement of pigs will stop, that people will still be able to continue to move animals as needed.
She says it's unclear if the mandatory reporting will help the industry get a better handle on the total death loss and better predict the size of the herd and slaughter.
I'm not sure because we understand that they will be reporting new laboratory-confirmed cases, but whether they'll actually be collecting any information about how many animals are affected, I'm not certain of that.
In tandem, USDA will also mandate the reporting of swine Delta coronavirus. Neither disease is a threat to humans. USDA is also working with industry partners to increase assistance to producers who have experienced PED virus outbreaks in areas such as disease surveillance, herd monitoring, and epidemiological and technical support. And now time for your weekly Illinois crop and weather report. Warmer temperatures and a drier week allowed farmers to move forward with field work this past week. Temperatures averaged 6.7 degrees below normal, and rainfall averaged 0.64 inches across the state, 0.32 inches below normal. Farmers had 3.7 days suitable for field work and busied themselves with anhydrous applications and tillage. Topsoil moisture supplies were rated at 1% very short, 10% short, 78% adequate, and 11% surplus. Subsoil moisture supplies were rated at 5% very short, 24% short, 65% adequate, and 6% surplus. Corn planting reached 5% complete, up from 1% last year, but well behind the 5-year average of 22% complete. Winter wheat was rated 60% in good to excellent condition. Fertilizer is expensive when you buy it for the acre. It's a big part of the corn farmer's crop budget. Not quite as big this year as in previous years, though, says University of Illinois Farm Business Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnittke. But still, it costs a lot. Take, for example, the price of nitrogen fertilizer in the form of anhydrous ammonia.
The last AMS price for average for Illinois was $704 per ton, which is higher than it has been since September. Most of those months we've been in the $600, sometimes as low as $654. So the April price was higher than it has been in recent months, but still below where we've been for the past 3 years.
The important part there, depending on your point of view, is that the price of anhydrous ammonia has been trending downward. Other fertilizer prices are following the same lower pattern.
DAP prices have been around $530 this year, and that compares to something over $600 in 2011-2012. Potash has been in the $450 range. That is lower than in recent years, and when it was in the $500-plus range.
Tally the per-acre cost up, and Gary Schnittke says the Illinois farmer is likely to spend about $150 an acre on fertilizer to raise a corn crop. That is about $50 lower than the cost in 2013 and in 2012.
Yeah, so we're going down $50 an acre, and revenue is likely to be down, you know, $150 or $200 an acre. So it helps.
Given average corn yields this season, Gary Schnittke says the break-even price of corn would be about $4.20 to $4.40 per bushel. And right now, it looks like the cash price will be above this level. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.